Hi, here we go. Let's do this. And
Oh, I have to go to the bathroom.
Really?
No,
I'm
guys,
joking.
it's really late. I gotta go feed Abigail and
James finally gets it, and we gotta leave.
How you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening Podcast, episode 24, brought to you on June the 7th, 2007. I am one of your hosts. My name is James, and my brother's here.
Woohoo! I'm David.
And my sister's here.
Hey, I'm Amy.
And Amy is brand new to the podcast. Nobody's Listening is a podcast where we tell you our funny life stories, and we hope that you will do the same. How's everybody doing today?
Great. Fabulous. Okay.
Great.
Don't lie. Oh, David is panicking. He's freaking out because he's moving. He's moving.
I am panicking.
And Amy, we'd like to welcome Amy to the show. Amy is our sister. She is older than David, but younger than me, and that just shows you her place in the pecking order.
We hate Amy.
And we've been talking about bringing Amy on, and we've been threatening to, and finally we have. And just to make it clear, I don't hate Amy. And neither does David. That
no,
was just a reference
anymore.
To the way David once felt about his beloved sister. Amy, is there anything you'd like to say to the podcast people? All 13
hey, podcast people.
Yeah, we're so glad you're here. So we've already established that David's life's stinking because he's moving to Ireland. Let's go ahead and tell the people before we do our weekly update. Folks have been asking David, why are you moving to Ireland? And we've told people that you got a girl over there, girlfriend.
Yes, yes.
So why don't we go ahead?
I basically, as of right now, I have two girlfriends.
All right.
I have my girlfriend, and then my girlfriend is currently with a child with my baby girl.
So there
you
go.
That's why I'm moving to Ireland to be a daddy.
That's right. And I just want to say, Dave, in front of God and everybody and all these people, that I know a lot of people I don't know personally, but I work with kids, and there's a lot of them that have a father, obviously all of them do, that isn't involved in their lives, and they live in the same city as their kid. So hats off to you, dude, for sacrificing not only your security, but also, dang, your constitution and your country. To go overseas and face your responsibilities, dude. I think you are to be commended, and I'm sure everybody out there joins with me in saying, you're twice the man I am. And that's for sure.
Well, yeah, and I just have one thing to say too. Just send your love offerings to our PayPal account. Thank God.
Yeah, David's panicking a little bit because he needs lots of money to go overseas. But
amen.
He's been working, and we trust that between us and God, everything's going to be okay. But
amen.
So anyway, it is time for the weekly update.
What's been going on? Here's your weekly update. It's my.
Who wants to go first?
Amy.
David.
Amy.
Amy, two against one.
New kid.
I can go first.
Yes, go.
Okay.
All right, today I'm in the house. I'm a stay-at-home mom. And I'm in the house. I'm making dinner, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, doing my thing. I haven't heard my kid in a while. So, I'm freaking out. Where's my kid? She's crawling now. So, she's all over the house. So, I thought I lost her. So, I'm searching everywhere. I can't find her anywhere. And by this time, I'm panicking. And, she was in her bed. I had put her in her bed earlier. So, I was a little special today.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I had a moment of panic and found my daughter in her bed right where I'd put her. The problem was, right before I started searching for her, was when I put her in her bed.
That's scary.
You're stupid.
So we have a lot of stay-at-home moms, Amy, that listen to the show, and so I'm sure you'll get some email regarding that. But anyway, welcome to the program. Who's next?
I'll do mine.
All right, go, dude.
I don't have any.
Of course.
Well, that was easy.
I really don't. I'm still working at AutoZone and all that stuff, but we had a meeting for this, like everybody but this guy, this one person that was so, you know, conveniently not working the day we had our meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all get there.
Was it about him?
It was about him.
Of course.
And so our manager was like, okay, who doesn't like him? Who doesn't like working with Larry? And
is that his everybody, friendly?
No.
Stalkers.
And who doesn't like Larry? And everybody, without even like her explaining herself, everybody raised their hand but me.
Oh.
So I'm looking like, you like Larry? You know, it's sort of like, you know, when, it's sort of like when you're in third grade.
All right, and, now and who doesn't like David?
I know.
Because he likes Larry.
David, could you leave the room for a moment?
We're going to have a meeting real quick.
I'll have another show of hands.
but so I look like the guy like in third grade that liked a girl, you know. Just like, oh my God, he likes a girl. It's totally like that. And Cooties. So, yeah, exactly. So I cross my fingers, and then my store manager's like, David? And I'm like, peer pressure. I hate that guy. I can't stand working with him. He is a jerk. He doesn't know what he's doing half the time. So I got
pulled in. Oh my God.
Guys, peer pressure still goes on into your mid to late 20s. And into your early 30s.
Oh, my gosh.
How do you know?
James and Amy.
I am not early 30.
Yes, you are. You're hitting it, girl. You're hitting it soon.
Not yet.
All right. Well, in case anybody cares, I had to go to Springfield today to interview because I took my pastor test. I passed my pastor test. And today I had to go down and interview with district people and just they had to find out if I was a freak or not, I guess. And it's good that they check for that because that means, you know, all your pastors out there have been screened, too. But anyway, my weekly update has nothing to do with that. This has to do with going to eat lunch after it's over, and I'm wearing a suit, and I don't wear a suit that often, and so I go to the bathroom to the urinal, right? And unlike jeans, how do I say it? Suit pants don't stay up when you unbuckle them, especially when you have a pound of keys hanging off a belt loop and a wallet. And so, dude, yeah, I had to go to the bathroom so bad, and I just whip my pants open, and boom, they fall. They begin to fall. And I reached down to grab them about mid-thigh, so I didn't get completely de-pantsed. But I was but I was so focused on that I let go. You know what I'm saying?
James, yeah. You let go.
I let go. I can't say that I wet myself, but I can say that I wasn't as dry as I was originally.
Oh, wow. Because I always heard people saying let go and let God, but not for that.
See, this is something I can't really relate to because
shut up, pee pee girl.
Pulling your pants down around your calf would be a prerequisite.
Oh, that's true. That's true. That's true. See, that's the perspective Amy brings to the show. We're so glad. We're so glad to have the female perspective there. So anyway, that was about it for me. I mean, the interview went well. It looks like everything's going to be going great. And so, you know, the scandals will begin shortly, I suppose.
Hopefully.
Okay, so David, since you're here.
Yeah.
It's your time to finish the featured story.
It's the featured story.
David?
Yeah.
Tell us a story, dude.
Okay, dude. So the van story, we started out with the van story last week about the holy cow, the holy of holies, entered in the golden calf. Well, this holy grail, if you will, was about 5 years later. No, about 5 years later. It was probably about 2 years later. Me and Jonathan, we got home from school, and Mom worked about an hour away, so we knew we had 3 hours till 5 o'clock and then 4 hours till Mom got home. So we had 4 hours to figure out what can we blow up, shoot, kill, or get stuck. So we decided, hey, the van is rear-wheel drive. I'm a mechanic, and I can't even say that. And so it's like a truck, you know? It's like a truck. Let's take it out in the woods.
So you wanted to go mud bogging in a conversion van.
Yeah, this thing was at least like 2.5 tons. It was massive. And so me and John, you know, we went down the old road, and Amy and James would know what I'm talking about. Just the old road back towards the woods.
Yeah.
Not the one. Yeah, heading towards the road.
The old front entrance.
Yeah, the old one. So me and John start going down there, and limbs are hitting the windshield. We got them rolled up in the AC on and the radio on. We're like, this is awesome. The world's outside, and we are inside the van.
How old are you?
14.
I was old.
Yeah. And so we're trucking down, and then we came up to where you curve off to the left. You go straight, and I fishtailed it around into the left when I was like, I feel like a NASCAR racer. So I hauled butt back in the back, and then I got to a point where I could turn around, and so I tried to do a little, like, catwalk side, you know, just spin the tires in the back and work the back end around. Well, I backed up too far into a muddy pit.
Oh.
Well, the muddy pit wasn't really nice to us. It sunk the back end of the van into the thing. So we're sitting there. I'm spinning the tires. Say what?
Into the thing. You're stuck.
Yeah. The rear wheels went into like the mud pit.
Where okay.
It didn't look like it, but once 2.5 tons got onto it, it just sunk right in. So it gets stuck, and I was like, oh, don't worry about Jonathan. I'm a 14-year-old mechanic. I can get this out of a mud pit. And so I was like, reverse, drive, reverse, drive, reverse, drive. Get it deeper into the ground. Reverse, drive. It sunk all the way down. So thank God. Uh-oh. Like, this is the point where I really thank the Lord above for blessing us with a mother that kept a lot of very neat fabrics in the back of the van. Her wholesale from like Joanne's fabric.
Very organized.
So bolts of fabric, huh?
Well, thank God. So I was like, Jonathan, don't worry. I'm 14-year-old mechanic, dude. I got this. Bolts of fabric. I learned this in seventh grade. And so I started throwing bolts and bolts of fabric underneath it. And the thing is, it was really cool because Johnny was sitting or standing in the back of the van. He's like, you know, waving me to go or not go or stop or whatever. So he put a bolt in there. And he was, thank God he was standing right in the middle, you know, where the hitch is at. And because it slung back. It like went underneath the tire, slid on the mud.
And just launched it?
Launched it. Dude, it was like 20 feet. It was awesome. I was like, do it again. So we got sidetracked.
Do you notice how religious David's being through this story?
Yes.
He's just thanking God left and right. There must have been so many times that somebody could have died.
Oh, I got multiple stories about those woods. But so we're sitting there and we're throwing bolts out. It was cool, dude, because we sort of got sidetracked with the fabric, and we started throwing them out. And turns out we didn't have any more fabric left, so we started grabbing other fabric. And so we started throwing stuff back there, and we're sitting there like it's an hour and a half. We have exactly 45 minutes, 13 seconds to get back to the house and clean this van up. So we're sitting there.
Wash the fabric.
Well, the thing is, we threw, you know, tire irons underneath there. Thank God it didn't pop the tire. But we were throwing everything, you know, the cowl. I mean, everything. So
you're right.
So we got to the point where we were down to, like, you know, a couple Walmart bags, a couple scrapbooks, and all that stuff. And we were getting desperate, I tell you. We were getting desperate.
I heard you put mom's quilts under there.
Dude, it was a worst case scenario, man. It was life or death.
You gotta do what you gotta
do. Life or death, the quilts go first.
If it's in the van, it's fair game.
Oh,
it's
God.
Fair game, dude. I got it stuck. I'm getting
David's
out.
Ripping out the captain's chairs.
what happened to that table, isn't it?
Yeah, I had to break it up and start a fire because we were there for 3 days. But So we're throwing crap at it. Well, finally, we rock it out, you know, just enough. Thank God for the quilts, man. They're old, but they're sturdy.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. And so we finally got out. Well, we got out. We're like, cool, dude. High five. Awesome, dude. 2.5 hours. Yes. So getting the freaking van stuff. Yeah. Righteous. And And so the thing is, we got it out and we stood there, you know, very victoriously looking at all the bolts and mud of fabric and just a clump. So we're like, you know, screw it. Just leave it there. So we left it there and drove it back up to the house. And we're sitting there. We're washed, you know, spraying down the side, you know, dirtying up the back more. Because Mom would know that if we pull all the fabric out, it would look clean. So we had to dirty it up with more fabric. So then we're sitting out there spraying down the
side. You're matching textures and styles and print patterns. Yeah. This is a nice paisley.
Solid. It was solid. It wasn't striped, David.
I know for a fact there was a calico in there.
So we were spraying it off, getting all the mud off. Well, the thing is, we totally, you know, cleaned it off really good, parked it in the spot, and made sure the tire impressions matched up with the new ones.
No way.
And all this stuff. And so we went inside, we're like, hey, Victorious, dude, nobody's going to know. Mom's not going to find out, whatever. So Mom come home, and we needed to run to the dump to drop off some garbage because in that part of Florida, you don't have public disposal garbage trucks.
I don't think they have that anywhere in Florida, actually.
Yeah, I think you're right. Because all we have is landfills and dumps. Well, the thing
is, that's what the Gulf of Mexico is for.
Exactly. That's why it's gross.
Nice.
So we sat down inside and just chill, wait till Mom got home. Well, Mom wanted to come home and bring the garbage to the dump. We're like, okay, cool. Mom got in it, realized it was on E.
Oh.
And when she left it, it was half a tank.
Oh my gosh!
So I was like, Mom, there's got to be a fuel leak. I'm a mechanic. I'll check it out.
14-year-old mechanic to the rescue. I will not rest. I'm the Jack Bauer of gas consumption.
So I was like, yes, Mom, the catalytic converter is covered in fuel. I'm surprised you didn't explode.
That's like my butt book story where I'm like, Mom, I did it for you. You're so lucky you didn't hurt me and make my butt bleed.
Man, I'm glad we noticed that, Mom. Because you would have had a cremation for a ceremony. But anyway, yeah, so Mom found out and not really found out because I'm pretty much good with making stuff up in between finding out and getting your head knocked off your shoulders. So pretty much that's the story and I'm sticking to it.
Oh, how did I know
Mom,
that was coming?
Please don't listen to this.
Yeah, just.
Did you ever tell her that, Dave?
Nope.
Oh,
you know,
half these
stories. Seven year statute of limitations.
I hope so.
No,
you know what? Anything you can outrun Mom for, the moment we could outrun her, and we had our own place to run to, the statute of limitations ran out. Literally. I mean, if you can outrun Mom and that Rick Rack paddle, or Big Red, as she called it, then you're good. Amy, that was awesome, Dave. It really was. I'm not kidding. That was so good. But, Amy, I want you – I invited you on for various reasons, but while you're here, I would really like to get your perspective on last week's story. Because I had a theory that you confirmed through email, but I want the people to hear it, and that theory was – you know what? Just go ahead and tell your part of the story, just like you did in that email.
All right. Well, all I got to say is Bernard was not random.
Ah.
He was both planned and wanted. Mom saw, David, this is the part of the story that you don't know, maybe because you were too young to know. But Mom saw an ad in the paper, in the classifieds. I think it was under livestock.
What was she looking under livestock for?
That would be the question of the century right there.
I've never seen that in the WAD ads. I don't even think that's on Craigslist.
We have it here in our newspaper, but it's always blank. They still put it in there. There's nothing there.
Well, and they have it in Old Town, but it's all, girls looking. It's a single section for the girls. It's a David joke. I did that to make David laugh. Anyway.
Stallion. So anyway, she finds this ad in the paper for cows. You can pay $35 for a female calf, actually, or you can get a male calf for free. So she asked me, "Do you want a cow?" I always loved cows. I didn't actually like real cows so much, but I loved black and white Holstein.
The idea of a cow,
right? Really cute and cuddly. pristine white and black.
Yeah.
So I collected them to the nth degree. But anyway, so she asked me if I want to count. I'm like, hey, why the heck not? That sounds exciting. So we go to pick up the cow. She's like, all right, we'll go pick up the cow and then we'll go to the grocery store. So we go pick up the cow. It's disgusting. It's got like flies flying around it everywhere. We pick out the boy cow. I'm like, I'll get a boy because then I can name it Bernard, because Bernard was actually my imaginary cow friend.
Yes, yes.
Yes, I was 14.
You were not 14.
Yes, I was.
You're like 22.
No, I wasn't. David, I didn't live in the house when I was 22.
I know, I would have killed you. Anyway.
No, I was probably like 15 or 16. I don't remember, but this is what you do in Dixie County. But anyway, so I wanted to name the cow Bernard, so I was like, let's get a boy. We can name it Bernard. And so we put the cow in the back. We had to actually touch it to, like, fry it up in the back of the
David van. Says that they didn't wash it after it was born, and so it had, like...
That's what I said, because... Yeah, they obviously don't wash them. They know they're getting rid of them, so they don't wash them. So you're talking like from birth to the back of the van in a matter of a couple of days.
Mixing in there with your groceries.
Yeah, and so...
Well, and this was the part. This is the part I was theorizing about, because David said he opened up the back of the van and he got groceries and then the cow. So was I right about this the fact that happened. They got... Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, this is how it went. We hoist the cow up. Get him in there. Mom's like, you need to sit in the back of the van with the cow because we don't want the cow sliding around. So I sit in the back so the cow
doesn't... You didn't bring any like zip ties or bungee cords?
You know, the cow trailer.
Those ratcheting tie downs.
One on each leg. So I'm sitting back there holding the cow, and I'm really like vomiting as I'm doing this because of the flies and the buzzing and the general stench of the cow. But I have to hold the cow. Because every bump and every curve, it's like the cow's sliding. So, Mom's like, all right, I just got to stop by the grocery store real quick and pick up some groceries. Well, James and David know 100% that Mom stopping by any store
it's an afternoon.
It is. Yeah. It is an experience in itself. And so, she's like, we can't leave the cow out here because the cow will turn into a hamburger. So, you need to sit with the cow. So I'm sitting with the cow. I'm like, okay, so now what am I going to turn into? Because if it's too hot for the cow, it's probably too hot for me.
Well, anyway, yeah, so you're just adding more body heat.
Right. So I'm sitting in the back of this boiling, scorching van in Florida with a cow that smells like nothing you've ever experienced.
It smells like a birth canal. Let's just say it.
And note again that I'm like 15 or 16. So I'm sitting in the back of this van at Walmart in the parking lot.
There's
like five people in the whole town.
Yeah.
So you pretty much know all five of these people. So I'm trying to avoid people seeing me holding this cow down in the back of the van. Well, the cow starts mooing.
In the back.
So I'm like, yeah, hey, guys. How you doing? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was me. I did that.
I'm yawning. You're stretching in the back. Oh, man, I'm getting my workout in back here.
Yeah, feeling those joints.
Trunk rotations.
All right, so the cow's mooing, and Mom comes out, and we put all the groceries in the back, and I still continue to sit in the back of the van with the cow, and then the groceries are on the outside. No, we did have to slide the cow further back into the cavern of the van.
The
therefore, there was slide residue. The groceries. And you know, like, you buy chicken, and Mom would buy some chicken, let me tell you. She would buy some chicken.
Yeah, she would.
So you got this grocery bag full of chicken for, like, 50 people for a month. And it's like condensating on the outside.
Uh-huh.
So you mix that with cow slide.
Cow slide.
I just threw up.
Yeah. So that was my version of the story. So by the time I got home, I was like, not only do I not like cows anymore, but I will never recover from this.
So David, that's the answer of why it was Amy's cow, but you guys had to raise it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And bury it.
Or had to
kill
it.
So they were all excited. But David, this is what I wanted to ask you. How long did we have Bernard?
I'm saying like at least a couple. at least a couple months, a month or two.
No, that cow died within 2 weeks.
Oh wow!
Shut up.
No, but you—that's why when I was listening to you, I was like, he was a little kid, so he remembers this as this big drawn out,
that's
like
true.
Cow ownership experience. And that cow died in less than 2 weeks because it started pooping within the first couple days.
Well, I have a question for you. Did I kill Bernard?
David's been carrying the guilt.
Was he lactose intolerant? Was he lactose intolerant? I fed him real whole milk. Bernard, I'm coming for you, buddy. We're going to dig up.
You know that, David, you know the bottle that you guys used to feed him with?
Yeah.
That wasn't a bottle.
Did you pee in it?
That wasn't a bottle.
What was it?
It wasn't a bottle, Dave. It was a gasoline can.
Oh!
Bernard exploded. I was wondering why he had bad gas.
You wonder why
when you lit that match behind him?
Now you know why you couldn't find any bones. And all you found was hooves because he exploded and his hooves were just laying there.
You actually probably buried him alive, Dave.
Oh, my
gosh.
You
know, cows play dead.
He wouldn't shut up, so yeah.
We're like, stop the mooing.
Well, thank you. That was our featured story. And now it's time to move on to news, email, and voicemail.
Up next, news, E, and V-mail.
The only news we have is that Amy has joined us, and Amy is our sister, and we're glad that she is here. Let's hear it.
We don't hate me.
We what?
We don't hate me.
No, we don't. We love her. And Amy's on the forums, and so if you guys want to communicate with her, we'll probably add her to the Get to Know Us page, give her own thread and everything. But Amy's going to be helping us out, especially when David is in transition to Ireland. And so we're glad she's here. And, you know, it's not easy to go to Ireland and give up your country and your constitution to go and
your
face.
Family.
Yeah. Yeah.
We hate you, David.
Yeah, we hate David. That's what this episode should be called.
Exactly. David the Abandoner.
I mean, there's a lot of people that died to give you the freedom that you're just pooping all over today.
Oh, dude, I'm totally not giving it up, man. I'm getting
you want to go be an alien and a stranger?
Man, you're doing dual citizenship. You're
America's the only place that doesn't do dual citizenship.
Ah.
So I'm gonna have two passports.
Okay. Well, I think we got a voicemail later on that I think you're gonna really appreciate. Somebody is doing you just one for you. But okay. So it is time for email and stories. It says this one, by the way, is from Tyler. And he says, first off, I wanted to say I love you guys' podcast so much. I've been telling everyone I can about it. Anyway, I sent you an email to tell you guys of one of my stories. The first one happened when I was 3 years old. I was just learning about cars and that kind of stuff. Anyway, I noticed whenever you put a key in something, it makes it move. So I got a bright idea of taking my parents' car keys and trying to turn on the house. So I got the keys out of my mom's purse and went over to the nearest light socket. And I put the key in the longer hole. The lights flickered, and because the key was just a straight-up metal, no plastic cover in the back, I got shocked so bad that I shot back about 3 or 4 feet, hit the couch with my hair on end. I ended up being fine, but I was scared of keys for a long time.
Poor guy probably still doesn't drive.
Mama, can I have the plastic-covered keys? You know,
big one.
Can we modify the car to where I can get those teething ring keys instead? Anyway, it says the second story happened when his sophomore year of high school, and he thought that keys turned on stuff, so he grabbed a key and stuck it into the house socket again. No, I'm kidding. I'm picking on him.
I was gonna say, what the crap? I agree.
My second story happened my sophomore year of high school, near the end of the year. My school had a rally, and the theme was boys versus girls, so they had us all separated. We were playing certain music for the guys only and the girls only. I was sitting on the bleachers. Basically, they started playing I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain for the girls, and all the girls were singing, and he liked the song, so he started singing too, and he got all into it, and he was singing louder and louder because everybody, all the girls were singing, and nobody could hear him. But then all of a sudden, the song shuts off, and he had his eyes closed, and you never sing with your eyes closed. And he continued the song, I feel like a woman. And everybody all around the entire school heard him. and turned around and looked at him. So anyway, he says he got stuck with the nickname Shania for the rest of his high school career.
Nice.
And you know, Tyler, yeah. I mean, Shania, you deserved it, bud. Anybody, okay. Who wants to take on the second one?
I'm trying to see if I read this.
Amy?
Quite
Amy.
A long Amy. One. Do you, Amy, do you want me to read this whole thing?
You know what?
Scan. Do a scan.
Yeah, just read through it.
All
right. Dude, start right All there right. with a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
All right, a long time ago. Okay, this is from Casey?
Casey, yeah, Casey. Oh.
All right, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Well, actually, it was 1.5 years ago or maybe 2. Back to the story. All right, it says, when it was 1.5 years ago or 2, my oldest sister, wait, let's call her Lucy. Mm, back to the story. Person's little attention deficit.
Yeah.
Lucy auditioned for the Christian Youth Theater show, Charlotte's Web. Since this is a cow story, guess what she got? The mother cow. She... a line or two, but after the show, little kids would go up to her and say in a bratty voice, "Mad cow disease." Everybody run from the cow. Lucy got really mad, and when she got home, she said to my mom, really ready to punch those kids where it hurts. My brother Caleb and I laughed our heads off.
Okay, stop right there. That's not a hilarious story. What's hilarious is right down there. Do you see what she wrote? Read the moral of the story.
Moral of the story. Punch stupid kids while you still can. And check what they used to make the patty.
I just love that part because it's like I work with kids and you do want to slap them sometimes. You just do.
It's
you know?
True. You got to do it while you're young.
Yes, they can't put you in jail.
A felon.
So I would never suggest this to my actual kids, but yeah, hit as many kids as you can while you're still the same age as them. So
oh, I like the P.S. here. P.S., I thought you hated Amy.
Ah, well, I wrote back to her and told her we didn't, that David does, but that's because he's got issues. So anyway, thanks, Casey. Who wants to read the one from Tom?
Davey?
David hates reading emails.
I read this one. Okay, here. Yeah, I read this one. Okay. Okay, she's this chick. I say chick, meaning woman. It's not degrading or anything.
not at all.
Been married for 10.5 years. She has a 6-year-old daughter. Blah blah blah. Well, at 5:30 in the morning one time on Valentine's Day, her husband called from work because he has a really weird schedule. She said later on, but that he's found out about her secret affair.
Uh-oh.
Well, what really happened is that she started watching the Katie Mack Show. I don't know what the Katie Mack Show is. Amy, do you?
Not a clue.
It's a podcast, okay. Apparently.
Yeah. She had been listening to it for a while and mentioned – and on their podcast, they mentioned a visit on the website, the Yahoo group, MySpace, so on and so forth. And there were pictures of whatever they do. I don't know. Well, she says she's a sucker for pictures.
Well, apparently so Katie's a gangster. Katie Mack. Yeah. So, Mack.
Anyway. She says she really likes pictures and seeing them and stuff. So she joined
like
Yahoo.
Pictures, too.
And then she tried to access the MySpace page. But she got in the middle of the MySpace stuff. And, you know they give you tons and tons of questions. What's mm-hmm. your hair color? What's your leg color? What's your head
leg color?
So she just, you know, she didn't have the time, she said, so she just quit it and backed, you know, just
good for her.
Okay, so say about 10 months, 11 months later, in January of this year, she said, her brother located her on MySpace and added her as a friend, and then her husband, who again I said works the weird schedule, 4 a.m. to noon, found her brother's MySpace page. And then found his way to hers. Well, when he got there, he saw this guy, just one guy, her number one friend. And you know what that means? You know who's in your number one?
Was it Tom?
It was Tom.
Oh.
It was the guy that started MySpace. And he called her and allegedly said that, "Secret lover, you've been cheating on me with this guy, Tom," and all this stuff. Because the thing is, when you go to a certain point in MySpace, they go ahead and issue the account, but they don't. You know, you don't have to answer the rest. So if you get like page 1500, then it automatically throws that out. So she must have been backed out, you know, and quit, mm-hmm. like, age
well,
after
and just
all.
Her luck, yeah, the default answers are single and don't want any kids, and here she is married with a kid, so
yeah,
she,
it's it was pretty good.
That's hilarious. I emailed her back and told her, that's why I love the shirt that says Tom is not my friend. But it's a geek shirt. She's
Tom started MySpace?
I don't know about that, but he's always everybody's default friend.
I'm MySpace deficient, so I didn't know that, but that's hilarious.
Well, if you have a MySpace, Tom's your friend, guaranteed. Anyway, she has a couple of blogs that she mentioned that she runs, so we wanted to mention them on the air. It's www.outsidemyhead.com, or check out thatsmyanswer.com. Outside My Head is her personal blog, and then That's My Answer is one she does where she asks a question every day and encourages people to answer it. It looks like a lot of fun. I was checking it out, especially the answer one, because she asks interesting questions. So let me get the next one. This is Jacob from Idaho. Says, I thought I'd write you a letter to let you know your podcast has been affecting my psyche. I had a dream last night where I was a detective who would solve crimes to a keen sense of observation and a vast knowledge of everything relative to the case I was working on, a.k.a. Columbo. More important and interesting was the way I would sum up and explain who had committed the crimes. I would gather everyone who was involved in the room and sing them a recap song where I would lay out everything that had transpired in perfect rhyme. That's right, justice would come to pass through song, and everyone would know it had to be correct, because a recap song is the perfect way for the truth to be told. So basically, he's blaming Monk, psychic, and then listening to our podcast as quickly as he could. He said he crammed them all in. So anyway, he says, I hope you enjoy this story, because at 4 a.m. when I woke from this dream, I thought it was funny. Keep up the good work. Jacob from Idaho. And then he wrote that in Jamaica, it's also common for everyone to say hallelujah, stressing the silent J. He says he was a missionary there for 2 years and he never got used to it. And then he says, David, having been raised on a dairy, I have witnessed sad stories similar to Bernard's many times. Broke ya.
Broke you.
So anyway, David, you were asking if you killed Bernard, and I wanted to read that to you because I don't think you did. I think you can be at peace.
I mean, I was about to go on Dr. Phil and everything.
Let it rest. You can stop taking the Xanax.
Oh, my goodness. Who wants to read the last one?
Amy. All right. This is from Jesse.
Yep.
Apparently, it's a boy name. He wants everybody to know.
Yeah.
He says, hey, Kennison Brothers. I'm a big fan of Nobody's Listening. I've listened to every show at least 5 times.
Mm.
After listening to The Embarrassing Show, I remember this story. He said he was a really nervous kid when he was growing up, and he was always scared of going to Sunday school. So one Sunday
Who
morning,
wasn't?
He was.
I like going.
Gosh, my Sunday school teacher was this massive woman, and she was very mean, and she made me pray every single week.
I had Miss Bruce.
Don't.
But you turned into a pastor. What does that say?
I did it in rebellion because I didn't want any kid to ever have to suffer like I did. That was my primary reason. I'm so glad I got called to the ministry, because I get to save children, not from hell, but from church, you know, anyway.
He says one Sunday morning, he was getting dressed and noticed that he had a brand new pair of pants. Apparently, his mom bought him a pair of pants and didn't tell him about them.
Mm.
So the pants were a little too big, but he wore them anyway.
I can relate.
When he got to Sunday school, he was sitting in a chair. He was really nervous. This is the funny part. When I was reading this just now, I read, I was 30, so I went to get a drink of water. Apparently, he was thirsty. I got up, and his pants fell down to his ankles.
God.
He was wearing Blue's Clues underpants that day. So he was even more embarrassed because he thought he was the only one, 10-year-old, that liked Blue's Clues. Got news for you, buddy. My husband loves some Blue's Clues. Doesn't have underwear.
Good. I was hoping. I was holding my breath.
He is 26 years old. But he loves Blue's Clues.
Oh, my goodness.
He said he hopes you enjoy the story, and he wants you to keep preaching the gospel of Kennison.
That's right. David, I was listening to episode 1, and we started that gospel of Kennison right there at the beginning. So we're still spreading the gospel. And you can be a disciple of the gospel of Kennison by listening to every podcast and telling people about it.
But send your love donations.
Stop it. the thing is, I emailed him back and I told him he was a liar, because I'm going to go check Walmart and Target and see if they make Blue's Clues underwear that would be the size for a 10-year-old kid.
Yeah, that's true. True that.
Anyway,
truth.
That is all of our voicemail or our emails. It's time for voicemails. and we've got a few, so let's play a couple, and the rest of them we'll have to put at the end. David, this is yours right here. Listen to this.
David, meet you over in Ireland. God, I heard you coming over here, mate. You'll be coming over here very soon. Got an idea about the podcast. We have the package. Sponsor the podcast. Advertise all over, but the question is, how much are you going to pay us? Enough about that. How about you be coming over here, man? You'll be looking for a job. We'll give you a word and give you a job for the package. Honest wage. We'll pay you fair. I already got a caravan for you. Bought it from me, man. Me, man. Anyway, enough about that. It's about a caravan, my man. She got to go over there quick. She walks about the grass all day saying, where's my Davy? Where's my Davy? Where's my Davy? She's driving me nuts, man. Get over here. Get over here quick. What's enough about that? Gotta go see me dig.
David, do you know who that is?
What was the phone number?
I don't know, man. I'll have to look it up later. I didn't know if you knew who he was talking about, but obviously he was doing you a little Pikey impression there.
Yeah, it sounded good. I was thinking it might be Carrie Ann's cousin.
Ah, from Ireland, huh? You think he called all this way?
He would. He's that would be
Is he rich?
Yes.
Shouldn't you be begging him?
Loaded.
All right. Anyway, here's another one.
Hi, nobody's listening. This is Connie from Ohio. And I wanted to tell you a story about my brother and his dog. He was living in Tennessee at the time, and it was very hot, so he got his dog a baby pool to sort of lay down in and cool off in. Well, he noticed she didn't like getting in it. She just drank from it like it was a water dish. And so he came to the conclusion she didn't know how to swim. And she liked the water once she did learn how to swim. The funny thing is, he doesn't know how to swim. He thinks like a rock. So he took her to a local lake, and he waited out until the water was just to his chin, and he was up on his tiptoes. And he waved his arms and kept calling, "Reno, come save me," and pretending like he was drowning. And the dog kept running up and down the shore and was barking and was obviously distressed. So finally, she swam out to him, but she doesn't like the water. So what she ended up doing was, once she got to him, she tried to get on his head. Remember, he doesn't swim either and sinks like a rock, so she almost drowned him because she was right on top of his head, and all that pressure pushed him down. So he almost ended up killing himself to teach a dog how to swim. And I don't know, I thought that was pretty funny. I told him, all dogs know how to swim. He goes, well, I know that now. Anyway, I thought you guys would get a kick out of that. Thanks for letting me share.
Thanks, Connie. That was awesome. Thank you so much. It's insane that a man that didn't know how to swim was trying to teach a dog that knew how to swim how to swim.
Don't try out for Lassie.
No. All right, let's do... Let's save the rest of them. The show's getting a little long. We'll save the rest of them for afterwards. So, Emily and Vance, listen for yours after the show. David, can we do a recap song? Is that even possible?
I don't know. Let me see.
Let's try it. By the way, we are on Skype while David's getting set up. And this, there's been some audio issues, but bear with us. We're going to continue to try to get better and better at this. And, so anyway, give us your feedback. Just keep it positive.
We only want it if it's good.
Yeah.
Your honest feedback.
As long as you twist
your
the truth.
Good, yeah. Honest feedback.
Oh, goodness. In the meantime, you can call us if you want to at 206-657-04. That's the Nobody's Listening line. You can email us at nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com. And get on the forums at our website at www.nlcast.com, and then you click on forums. We have a Frapper map there where you could put a pin in where you live, and thanks to all of those that have been. I love checking that thing and finding new folks and new photos and new comments. You can check us out on MySpace at myspace.com/nlcast. Or last but not least, if you don't do any of those things, give us an iTunes review. Load that iTunes up, go over to search for us, and then leave us a review. We have, I think, 74 reviews, almost all of them. I think all but four are 5 stars, and then one of them's 3 stars. And it blows my mind that we have the best listeners in America. awesome.
It's what the world's been waiting for. The recap song.
David, you there? Oh yeah. Let's try it. Out? Yeah. I think we're good. Check 1 2 1 2. Okay. David, it ain't working, man. This could be the end of the recap song, folks, because apparently through Skype we cannot hear David and speak and sing at the same time or hear David's guitar. So those of you that are praying, folks, begin to intercede for Skype. And if anybody knows more about Skype than we do, let us know. Yeah, absolutely.
Couldn't you do it without music? Like a rap. Do it like a rap.
Amy, you wanna start us off?
Yeah, I can do that.
I tell you what, let's do this. I was watching what is it? Huh? Whose Line Is It Anyway? And they have a thing called the Three-Headed Man. And we have three people right here. And the way it goes is each person says one word of the song. And they keep passing it around. Okay? So,
I like it.
Yeah, I do too. So, Amy, you can start. And then, I don't know. I'll go second. And David, David can go second. I'll go third or whatever. And we'll just keep going around and around and see what happens.
All right. So, just one word, right?
Yeah, one word per person.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Go. Conversion.
Van
is
dead.
But
cows
used to
live
inside
the van with.
Stop, Amy. You got one word.
I just messed up. I'm singing extra songs.
I'll begin where I left off. Inside
the
automobile,
formerly
known
as
the
conversion van.
Ah, two words.
Dang it. I would get kicked off of that show.
David, you're to go.
Then
we
got
to
Mudbog
Lake.
What did you say?
Okay.
I said lake. What?
Lake? L-A-K-E?
Mudbog Lake.
Oh.
That was the name of the lake.
There was no lake. You know, hey, David, I can push one button and she's gone. Just one button.
Oh, my gosh. I could push one button and you're both gone.
Oh, yeah, but the show goes on, baby. Anyway, I think we'll just cut it short. We tried. It was wonderful.
I think I should still be able to do my rap.
Okay, do your rap.
David and John got the van stuck in the mud lake.
As deep as they can.
In the backyard. Yeah.
Peace.
Mom was gonna kill them. They were gonna die. They didn't get it out before 5. But
half a tank later, they thought they were prepared. But Mama come out and with a gray hair.
She found out about the empty can, and David said, "I'm gonna think of something fast." He said, "Mom, the catalytic converter is broke."
Like a bad
joke. I didn't know it was a Cavalier.
Be quiet.
I thought it was a van.
Anyway, folks, thank you so much for being with us. You know what, guys? As bad as this was, I'm not worried because why? Nobody's listening.
Amy, dang it, I finally get it.
I'm not worried about it, guys. You know why? Because nobody's listening. Good God, people, can't we do it together? I'm not worried about it because nobody's listening.
Okay. Thank you, Barbara. I'm going.
Hey guys, this is Emily from the. What's the name of my phone again? Oh yeah, Ohio. And I'm a new listener, and the recap song is the highlight of my week. And I think new because as I go write my English research paper, I'm gonna have that song in my head. So I'm just gonna write about tunnel pooping instead of analyzing a very prosperous professor dude's essay. I have a quick story. Once we were coming home from church, and everyone got out of the car and lost it, and I found myself kind of trapped and tied to my seatbelt, and I couldn't untie myself until everyone gets out of the car, and I'm like pounding on the window, and all of a sudden I had to whip out my cell phone because I just discovered I had had it, and this was like 15 minutes into it. So for 15 minutes I had this tragic experience of being lost in my seatbelt. So yeah, don't wear a seatbelt, it's bad for you. Bye.
Hey, this is Vance in Springfield. Great little story here about my uncle and my two cousins. My cousins' names are Chris and Kyle. Chris is the oldest, Kyle the youngest. They're in, at this point, probably first and third grade. Kyle gets mad at Chris because Chris has messed with him one too many times, as big brothers often do. And to retaliate, he takes the little bottle that they use to spray water on their hair to make it curly, just plain water and that just makes their hair curly, and he pee-pees in the bottle. Pee-pees a lot in the bottle, thinking that it's going to get sprayed on my cousin Chris's hair and that, you know, he's going to pee-pee on his hair, how funny this will be. Well, Chris and Kyle managed to get dressed that morning and get out the door, and my uncle goes in to fix his hair. He grabs the same little bottle that has the pee-pee in it now and sprays it on his hair, and when he does, he realizes that something smells, realizes that it is pee-pee, and knows who did it. He runs out the door and opens the door to the house just as his little boy Kyle was getting onto the school bus. And Kyle just ran on the school bus knowing that he wasn't going to have to deal with that one until later. So anyway, a little gag that was meant for his brother ended up getting his dad, and his dad later got him. Hey, hope you enjoyed the story. Later. Bye.